To the physicians at Mission Hospital, part of St. Joseph Health System, even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's time now for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Heart disease remains the number one killer of women, claiming more lives of women every year. Christine Menasharov is my guest. She's the coordinator of the Women's Heart Health Program and cardiac intensive care nurse at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Christine. So tell us about women and heart disease. We're starting to see more of it. The research did not used to show, you know, women and all of the signs and risk factors where everything was done on men, but now we're seeing much more women with heart disease. Tell us about some of the risk factors and definitely the signs and symptoms that we might be suffering from heart disease that would get us in to see a doctor.
Okay, well, some of the risk factors might include if you had a mother or sister who had a heart attack at the age of 65 or younger, and that's either a heart attack or open heart surgery, or a father or brother at the age of 55 years of age or younger with open heart surgery or a heart attack. That is a major risk factor. Other risk factors also include ethnicity. You see a lot more like hypertension in the African-American race. Also, maybe diabetes with the Native Americans. These all contribute to the heart disease risk factors. Other risk factors, of course, would include your body mass index. That's your height and your weight combined. Your body fat index percentage. Also, your diet, your exercise program. Other risk factors might also include your lifestyle. If you smoke or if you drink a lot, those also contribute to heart disease. Some of the risk factors, not so much the risk factors with women and heart disease, but some of the signs and symptoms in women are different, a little different than they are in men. Men typically can have that Hollywood-style heart attack with the chest pain and radiating down to the left arm, left jaw, left neck, left shoulder. Women could typically present that way, but most likely we do not. In fact, we typically would present as with flu-like symptoms, with the pain sometimes radiating to the back of the shoulder blades. We can also feel maybe a little bit more fatigued than usual, like severe fatigue. Those are some of the signs and symptoms, and maybe some upper abdominal discomfort. There is a syndrome called prodromal symptoms that we see with women when they initially present to the emergency room. We'll run the cardiac enzymes, which is the cardiac enzymes. The marker we're looking most for is the troponin. When the heart is infarcting, meaning it's being denied oxygen, it releases this enzyme through the body, and we're able to pick that up through a lab draw. If that can come back normal with these prodromal symptoms, the EKG can look normal. Then we might actually stress the patient and put her on a treadmill, stress the test, see what it looks like under those conditions. Everything looks great. We send the patient home. That woman can typically come back to the emergency room with a full-blown heart attack. In fact, last year I had two patients such exact same way had presented to the emergency room feeling like they just had that feeling of, I don't feel right, I think I'm having a heart attack. So this is something called prodromal symptoms, and it's something that women need to be aware of. And the way that we present, some of the things that might contribute to why we present differently than men is our pain receptors are different and the amount of estrogen that we have. Men have estrogen, but not in the large quantities that women do. So as women enter into menopause, the estrogen decreases. However, it still masks the face of heart disease, whereas men don't have, like I said, don't have the higher amounts of estrogen. So that face of the heart attack is very apparent.
So, Christine, now when we're talking about women and getting ourselves checked, and I always like to say put your own mask on before you put the mask of your children on, make sure you take care of yourself. We have to be our own best advocates, women. We do. So if we're going to get our checkups every year and exercise and diet, as you say, what are we looking at in that blood test? They take CRP now. I don't know if homocysteine is still really accurate, but what are these inflammatory markers everybody talks about, and how important is cholesterol to our risk of heart disease?
Okay, so the high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, that's actually one of the labs that we use at the at our program, the Women's Heart Health Program. And that marker, we like to see the average goal is between 0 to 0.75. If it falls above that, that means there's definitely an inflammatory process going on. Most likely you're seeing higher cholesterol, higher triglycerides, and this is, starts the whole inflammatory process of, you know, the plaque formation and then the restructuring of the walls of your of the vascular system, and ultimately leading up to occlusions of these coronary arteries, thus you end up with the heart attack thereafter. So some of the things that we test at the Heart Health Program when we're looking at these lab draws is usually based on a fasting 12-hour fast. We check the cholesterol, and we like that number under 200. Triglycerides, we like that number under 150. The HDL, which means the good cholesterol, we like that greater than 50. The lousy cholesterol, the LDL, we like that less than 100. And then the C-reactive protein, of course, that can range between 0 to 0.75. And then, of course, you know, we'd like to also take a look at your fasting blood sugar and make sure that you're not diabetic, because that's, as I mentioned previously, that is definitely can contribute to the heart disease process. And we'd like that blood sugar less than 100. And then, of course, we also look at your blood pressure, which we like less than 120 over 80, a good heart rate, less than 100. And then, of course, we look at your height and your weight, and that those two numbers combined equal the body mass index. So these are some of the things that we look for to get a picture of the state of the health of the patient coming into the Women's Heart Health Program.
Now, is there a certain age? You know, we've been hearing about taking a baby aspirin a day to help ward off heart attacks or prevent heart disease. Is that still something that you recommend? Is it something that kind of you want to make sure to check with your doctor, of course, but do you still take a baby aspirin a day? Is this blood thinner effect still important?
Well, definitely, yes. You need to check with your physician prior to taking any type of baby aspirin. And that just depends on, you know, between you and your physician and any existing family medical history. If you're prone to strokes or, you know, some type of cerebral vascular accidents, CVAs, what we call them, then you want to be very careful, very mindful of not taking too many, you know, taking aspirin, because if you take a fall, then, you know, you could have a pretty serious brain injury. So you want to be careful with the baby aspirin. However, I do want to really stress that if you feel that you are having a heart attack, take the 325 milligram aspirin, chew it, do not swallow it, because it takes that much longer for the GI system to digest the effectiveness of the aspirin. Chew it, and then, of course, always call 911. Do not drive yourself, or don't let anybody else drive you, for the fact that you could fall unconscious at the wheel, or if you're the passenger, the driver might be so concerned with you that he or she becomes distracted, and you end up in a car accident. So we always want people to call 911, and, you know, they're equipped with the medications, they're on the phone with the emergency room, they've got the oxygen, they've got everything there to help you get you from the door, from your door into the cath lab, where they would actually, you know, do the coronary interventions, such as putting in stents to open up those blockages.
Now, how much physical activity do you think women really need to help protect their heart and keep them safe from heart disease?
Well, the baseline is, like, walking is one of the best exercises. So we would like to see at least 7,000 steps per day from women. And then the other thing, of course, we want, if you, you know, of course, always check with your physician before starting an exercise program. But, you know, something cardiovascular and something that you enjoy, so that you would maintain this regimen of exercise. So, you know, 3 to 4 times a week would be good.
Now, just give us a little bit. We only have a minute left, Christine. Tell us about the Women's Heart Health Program at Mission Hospital.
Okay, so the Women's Heart Health Program is a two-part screening process. The first half hour of your appointment, we do all the diagnostics, such as, you know, the lipid profile, where we draw your blood based on a 12-hour fast. We also do the EKG, blood pressure, heart rate, body mass index. We take your height and your weight. We also measure your waist, and we use these calipers to measure your body fat percentage. And those tests are done on Mondays. And then on Thursdays, you come in to see me, and we do a consultation for about half an hour, and we go over an intake form where we go over, like, your family history, your exercise, signs and symptoms, things to look out for, and then a comprehensive coronary risk profile report is mailed to you in a week's time thereafter. That includes your labs, your EKG, and the coronary risk profile report. And then I follow up with you to make sure that if you have any questions or concerns, that those are addressed. And if you're at risk, or if we see anything abnormal on your labs or your tests, that we definitely want you to follow up with one of our physicians or the patient's primary care doctor.
Thank you so much, Christine Menasharov, coordinator of the Women's Heart Health Program at Mission Hospital. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number for health.com. You're listening to Mission Radio. This is Melanie Call. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.